The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Are you part of a family in crisis? Whether your troubles are acute, like a suddenly uncovered affair, an arrest, or financial collapse, or chronic, with the kind of pressure that slowly grinds loving hearts into dust, it's time to be encouraged, because this is your place for healing. Welcome to Heart Menders, where we help you see what's poisoning your relationships and give you the universal antidote. Now, here's the host of Heart Menders, Carol Gordon.
News Radio 1000 KTOK, this is Heartmenders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. At Heartmenders, we believe that everything in life needs to be viewed through the perspective of what the Bible calls the kingdom of God. It is the framework for our worldview, the context of our beliefs and values. Our definition of the kingdom is anywhere the will of God is being done. But what does that mean in plain English? We might say that the will of God is the design of God, or His Father's heart toward His people and ultimately of all creation. He loves planet Earth, and He has a perfect plan or design for how things are supposed to work. So where we see people walking in community together, seeking Father's will, whether it be a family, a church, a business, or whatever, that is the kingdom of God manifesting in the earth. That is the life of Jesus being revealed in our everyday lives. In the light of that, I have brought together a panel of leaders again this morning to talk about what that means for us today. We have with us today Pastor Steve Eden of Grace Vineyard Fellowship in Nakoma Park and Pastor Kent Tucker of Harvest Life Church in Midwest City. Pastor Steve and Kent have pioneered a concept in eastern Oklahoma County to bring together an alliance of church leaders, business leaders, and community leaders to explore what it means to move outside the four walls of the church and see the kingdom of God become a practical reality in our city. Pastor Steve Eden, how does the role of the family affect God's kingdom plan or design?
Well, there's no doubt that God desires to use the family structure to advance His government, His rule, His dominion, His love in the earth. And as I mentioned last week, God created the family before He even made the institution of the church or governmental systems or schools or any of those things. He began with family. And of course, you can even go back beyond that and say He began with individuals, because I've heard it said, you know, God doesn't save marriages. He actually saves the individuals who make up the marriage.
That's true.
And so one of the things you look at in advancing the kingdom of God in the earth through family is you can't even address the church house. You can't even address church problems in the culture until you address the family house.
That's so
true.
And
the family structure. Mm-hmm. And God, without question, wants to rebuild the family house, you know, and it talks about in Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, everybody's laboring in vain, and who try to build it. And what that basically means, unless the Lord's blueprint for the family house is followed,
right,
then all your efforts are vanity. So I think He wants to rebuild it. I think He also wants to defend the institution of marriage and family. I'm going to do a series in a couple of weeks at Grace Vineyard, entitled Defending the Marriage House, and just how important it is that we guard that covenant and we walk in the design that God has for
so
us.
It's so important. Yes. I think one of the things that you mentioned, the individual, a person has to take the ball in their own court and say, Lord, I want You to do with me what You want to do in the kingdom. And then I'm going to work this out in my relationships with my spouse, with my family.
Yeah.
That's the playing field.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't say, well, I'm going to get my family healed without me changing any at all.
Right.
You've got to start at your own heart.
Carol, that's true, because every time through my entire life, tried to solve a problem that was around me and really took that to the Lord, he didn't address a lot of what was around me. He started talking to me.
Yeah.
About my attitude, he's good about my that. Perception. Yeah. And so that's so important, that because sometimes in our society we want to put the responsibility off on everything but us, and we have probably too much of that today. And in the church, we really need to bring that back to focus. And God wants to deal with me. And then when that takes place, and then there'll be a great an impact of responsibility, an impact of change. And, you know, we really do affect the people around us.
We do.
And so when God changes us and we allow that, then it's, life's going to be better around us.
It certainly
sure.
will be. It's just, and it's a relief to know that we can do something. So many people feel like there's nothing they can do, but they can do something. They can change. And that's one of the enemy's lies, that you're subject to everybody else and you can't do anything about it. But you and God. And he's so benevolent that all the loving changes, the grace that he brings as he corrects us, it's just wonderful.
Well, and as if you think about it, as the individual house, if I can use that term, each individual being a house scripturally, if the individual house gets lit with purpose from God, enters into his or her divine design, and then you can carry that into now the family house, husband, wife, children, and now you've got mission and purpose there. Well, from the family house, now you can get that same mission within the church house. And when you've got a church with mission, you've got a church with purpose, because it's made up of families that are strong in purpose and in mission, then it carries over into the city house. Because in our cities, they're made up of many different churches. But if many of those churches in the cities have a plan and mission and purpose, strong family, strong individuals, now you're affecting the city.
That's right.
And after that, well, now you're getting the kingdom of God manifest in that area.
That's right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. So we are, when we get our families going, get ourselves going, get our families going, we are affecting the culture, aren't we, Pastor Kent?
Yes. Yes, we really are. And I think that one of the greatest things we can do is not try to complicate something. They say the effect of a great teacher is to take something that's complex and make it very simple and reasonable, understandable. And this idea that God can work in my life and make impact is great, because the complexity is, if I look at all the problems of the world, the things around me, and even as a pastor, I look at my congregation, I can't, if you will, fix all the people. Only God can make the change and impact. And so my responsibility becomes this: how can I bring the message of the Lord, of His Scripture, of His healing, of the joy of the Holy Spirit into my congregation? And then God can begin to affect individuals. And so, you know, one of the great complexities of family is when we try to take all these pieces, say we're having a discussion or a disagreement, you know, we can't take everything that's ever happened into that discussion. We'll get nowhere. We just take this one purpose, and here, you know, here's this idea. And so God wants to deal with the family. And in the book of Ephesians, we have that model, and, you know, for the man, for the husband is to love the wife as Christ loved the church. That's one purpose. And if I can, you know, zero in on one purpose.
Yes. And I think, to me, as a woman, I know the Lord had to deal with me about what it meant to respect my husband. Because over the 24 and a half years before we came to the Lord, I had lost a lot of respect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I had to choose to do that. Not on the basis of performance, but on the basis of that now he belonged to God, and now he was God's man and had that position in my life, and I could begin respecting that and moved on from there, transformed a marriage of a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
Because we began to do these things that the Scripture told us.
Yeah.
Just lived it out, and then we were able to begin to minister that into other people's lives. But it just is so practical and works so beautifully.
And it brought peace and joy into your marriage
because
you submitted to God's authority in your life.
Exactly.
And we know Ephesians 5, it's interesting, commands husbands to love their wives, but it commands the wives to respect their husbands.
Yes.
And there might be people listening today that need to know that more important than even loving your husband is really honoring him and respecting him.
And
that's really what he needs, more so than...
That's what a man hungers for.
Right.
And God knew that. He put that in them.
That's right.
And that's what he commands us to do. He knows how to make it all fit if we'll do it his way.
Yes, that's right.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
It's just wonderful. Because he has a plan and a purpose for every family. I believe there's a call on every couple to minister, if only to their children, but probably more than that.
Yeah.
Once you get the principles down, you can extrapolate them out into a whole lot of other things.
Yeah, that's right. Every family has a mission. And a lot of times we see wives who struggle with submitting, but many times if there's no mission, then it's hard to get submission.
That's right.
So, you know, the husbands need to lead out, need to say, you know, honey, here's what I feel like God is saying for our home, for our family. And we see women by default a lot of times try to lead because the husband's really not providing the mission she could submit to.
Yes, because he hasn't had the vision of the mission.
Probably.
Either.
Yeah, it's probably the one number one thing that wives have said over the years reaching out is, I wish my husband would just take the lead.
Yes. I think the body of Christ would look vastly different if instead when a man got saved, the church quit saying, now sit down and be nice. And didn't teach them that they're supposed to be warriors.
Yes.
Because men are designed to be warriors.
Yes, they are.
And that's why they love sports. They love competitive things. They are meant for that. And there's a whole world that needs winning from that viewpoint of a warrior for God.
Yes.
And a protector of your territory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just gives a man a great purpose when he catches hold of that.
So if the church's mission became get saved, wait till you die, and go to heaven, that's why we lost men in the church.
That's true.
Because they're visionaries. They're fighters.
Yeah. We're going to a break now. I'm Carol Gordon with Steve Eden and Kent Tucker. You're listening to Heart Menders on News Radio 1000 KTOK. News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and today my guests are Steve Eden and Kent Tucker, and we are talking about the failure of families to live out the kingdom of God. Pastor Kent, what does having a kingdom view or not having one, how does that affect a family on Monday morning?
Well, on Monday morning, you know, the real world sets in. I think that something we touched on, that the church may have lost a lot of men because the idea that, you know, we're just kind of waiting around for something. You know, men have to do things. Men, if you want men to get involved, there's got to be a purpose. There's got to be a project. They've got to work, you know, with their hands. They've got to comb the area, watch out for things, protect and build. And so there has to be a purpose. We've got to have a direction for our lives. And I think, you know, as our families roll into Monday, we've got to have that purpose rolling strong in our home.
That's true. That's true. So what you get on Sunday makes a big difference on Monday morning.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
And what do they get at your church on Sunday?
Well, hopefully they get a lot of purpose and a lot of, a lot of impact. There are some days I wonder, but... we really want the families at Harvest Life to be strong families.
Amen.
And minister to in every area. And we really want the kingdom of God to begin to flourish. And, the ideas there, if I can go back to Ephesians 5, was very simple, that the husband will love his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that the wife would love, respect, honor her husband, and the church... as the church would respect the Lord, and then the children there just to obey. Those are three simple things that everyone can do and learn to do and to be very effective. And so, when we drive off from that parking lot on Sunday morning or Sunday lunch, we have to keep those concepts in our mind. How can I obey? How can I love and honor? And those are three simple things that will transform people's lives.
Yes, yes. How are you working that in your church? How do you see the men responding?
Well, I think anytime men have to have a cause. And that's one of the things, as I was listening to Pastor Kent, that I think people would find at Grace Vineyard or Harvest Life is a couple of things. Number one, they're equipping churches. We want our people to get equipped on Sunday morning so that when they walk out the door Monday morning, they understand that there is a plan, that they're ministers. If you're born again, you're a priest and a king in the kingdom of God. And so they're equipping houses, but also they're going to hear that there is a cause. In John chapter 18, Pilate's interviewing Jesus. He says, "Are you a king?" And Jesus said, "For this cause I have come into the world." That's what men need to hear. Men need to know there is a cause. They don't need to hear more that, some glad morning when my life is over.
Yeah.
or everybody will be happy over there. There is a cause. It's not enough to sit down and just be quiet. Let's move out. Let's get equipped. That's the real role of the fivefold ministry gift, is to equip the saints so they can do the work of the ministry.
Right. Just even when David went after Goliath, he had a cause.
Yeah.
So that they would know that there's a God in Israel. He was very purposeful.
Yes,
yes.
Very purposeful. It wasn't about David.
Yeah.
Oh, he thought the rewards would be nice, but he had a cause.
Yeah.
And it brought him to victory, a victory that looked impossible to everyone around him.
Yeah.
But he had a cause in his heart to honor God.
And a cause and a vision is empowering.
Oh,
it
yes.
is energy for Huge. Life. You know, you don't get energy for life in Red Bull. You get energy for life by hearing from God, and that this is the cause. You know, and God wants to rule every human heart.
Amen.
One heart at a time. It's not a natural government. It's not a natural kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom. And Jesus, would talk about going into the heart of a man. He talked about to the Pharisees, why do you clean the outside of the cup? Why don't you start with the inside? If you'll clean the inside of a man, if you'll touch his heart, the outside will naturally become clean.
That's true. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordner, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host. My guests today are Pastor Steve Eden and Pastor Kent Tucker. And back to you, Steve. How do we handle extreme cases where a family is just broken all to pieces?
I think, number one, get help.
Yes. Admit it and get help.
And any family that's listening today or anyone that's part of a marriage, if you need help, you're not alone. I think that's one of the things the enemy tries to give us is, nobody's walked through what I've walked through. And that's just simply not true.
No.
Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. And number one, so you acknowledge that I need help and just don't keep it to yourself. I think you've got to reach out, call your number, call Heart Menders, but, reach out and find help is the first key.
That's true. So, and I've known of pastors that said, I don't really have any problem families in my congregation. And we think, now, who are you associating with? Are you talking to anybody?
Unfortunately.
Because they often drift away from the church when they start having problems because they don't see an answer there.
Right. Yeah.
And so admitting that there's a need, admitting that they're not the only one is huge.
Unfortunately, what the pastor may have is an atmosphere in his church that's not conducive to people being honest.
Yes.
And we need that in our churches.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of issues, a lot of problems in culture today, and no one is really devoid of having them here and there. And so we need cultures in our churches where, hey, pastor, I'm having problems. I'm having trouble with my children, perhaps, and get help.
Yes.
Well, I think, you know, some of the extremes, you know, in our congregation, we have a wide variety of races. We have a wide variety of, you know, socioeconomic backgrounds. And, you know, you have, you know, families that there's no mother or no father there, families where there are neither mother nor father. And people are struggling just to do their best. And that's the first thing you have to do is do your best. And you have to, you know, as you all, you know, we mentioned, admit we need the help. But all of us need the help of the Lord. Even if we have, you know, a mother, father, sister, brother in the family, we still need the help of the Lord. And, you know, it's not your situation or scenario that determines your success. It's what you're receiving from God, following His principles, and doing the best with what you have. You know, Jesus took a pretty rowdy lot of men and called them His disciples. And, boy, they were something else. And He transformed them, but it was a process.
It was.
And they made mistakes, and they disappointed Him, and they frustrated Him, but He stuck with them to the very end, and mm-hmm. it says those men turned the world upside
right.
down.
He kept sowing into them,
yes.
knowing that that seed that He planted
yes.
would come to fruit, whether it was obvious yes. early on or not, because right up to the end, they had really no clue what He was about.
Yes.
But they loved Him. They knew He had something that they had to have, and so they had stuck with Him, and they didn't even understand the process that He was going through when He
yes.
went to the cross. But He knew, and He completed the job.
Yes.
He got it done in spite of all. And then they took that model, and they got their mission done.
Yes. And I regardless. Think that word process is important for us to keep in perspective, because we look at things too much in the scenario we're in today.
Right.
Life is a process. Hang on,
right.
and God will take you through.
He will. He will. Well, I certainly appreciate you all being here this week. Pastor Steve Eden ministers at Grace Vineyard Fellowship in Nakoma Park. You can learn more about him and his ministry at www.grace-vineyard.org. Pastor Kent Tucker leads Harvest Life Church in Midwest City. His website is www.harvestlife.us. You can learn more about Heart Menders, Heart Mentors, and Hope for the Hopeless at www.heartmenders.org. Heart Menders has weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue. You can get details on the website or by calling 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We have other timely events and seminars as well. Remember, do not struggle alone. Call this same number, 495-HOPE, for prayer support. When you visit us on the web at heartmenders.org, be sure to click on the link for a free gift. Thank you so much, Steve and Kent, for sharing your wisdom with us today. You've given us so much to think about, and I bless you in your mission at your churches and in the things you're doing in the community on the eastern side of Oklahoma County. Thanks you for our sponsors, Faith Fellowship Church and Meridian Nutrition, for helping us to reach you. I appreciate the help of our producer, Jeff Gullett. And thanks to you for listening today and having an open heart to receive new insights. You are the reason for this broadcast. Your Heavenly Father cares that you see truth from His perspective and be blessed. I pray that you and those you love will find healing for your brokenness, light where you've had darkness, and truthful answers for life's challenging questions. I bless you and all your footsteps this week. Next week, I will be challenging you in another area. I'm Carol Gordon. You've been listening to Heart Menders, where hearts and lives are changed, on News Radio 1000 KTOK.